Okay, red alert intel. We know the next phase of the escalation plan involving FEMA and an attempted provocation of the American people, in this case, Floridians, into some kind of a J6 style insurrection following Hurricane Milton. This is an attempt by the establishment to try to halt the election and declare martial law and declare the American people to be the enemy of democracy. So this is how this is shaping up. We got word that FEMA is out there now offering ungodly amounts of money to security firms to bring in all kinds of armed security personnel with all the training that you might suspect that they would have, training, you know, a lot of them veterans, for example, to bring them into Florida in order to run denial of area operations after the hurricane hits to make sure that Floridians don't go back home. This is a massive evacuation, of course, happening right now. And, you know, the governor and the mayors and everybody saying, leave, leave, leave. And then once you leave, you're not going to be allowed back. They're going to enforce that at gunpoint if necessary. Delta Force is working with FEMA to design the denial of area plans right now, and FEMA is laying out huge money, like insane amounts of money, for contractors to bring them into the state by the hundreds in order to run these operations and prevent the American people from going back home. Now, think about the fact that FEMA said it has run out of money. It can't help the people in North Carolina. FEMA has been interdicting food supplies. FEMA has been blocking or hindering rescue efforts, good faith rescue efforts by churches and nonprofit organizations, corporations, and in some cases, local law enforcement. Some LEOs in North Carolina even threatened to start arresting FEMA, FEMA agents, because they are in the way. They are deliberately hindering food relief operations in order to maximize starvation and fatalities in North Carolina. And FEMA claims they have no money, but suddenly they have all kinds of money to pay contractors to block people from returning to Florida. So what you're going to see after Hurricane Milton hits, which we're going to call the Milton Massacre, after it hits, it's going to be something like a full-on war zone there, where you've got FEMA and all these contractors with military experience blocking Americans. And remember, evacuations are not always successful. You know, people have to leave a lot of things behind in order to evacuate quickly, including paperwork, you know, identity documents. Sometimes people leave pets behind, which seems bizarre to me. There may be people left behind, especially elderly people who are less mobile. And, you know, things get crazy. And a lot of people figure, well, they'll leave and then when the storm passes, they'll come back and they'll have access to their homes or businesses or warehouses or whatever. That's not going to happen. Notice, too, that fuel supplies have been completely wiped out all up and down that north-south corridor on the Gulf Coast of Florida. People are running out of fuel right now. There are emergency fuel operations underway right now to try to bring fuel to people, and cars are going to be stalled on the interstate. That's what I was told. There's just no fuel. All the gas stations are wiped out, and around the Tampa area, there's no gas, folks. There's no gas. So the question is, this wipeout of fuel is also going to make it impossible for people to return unless they bring fuel with them from the north. You see what I'm saying? There's an engineered effort to block people from returning after the storm. And this has everything to do with, I believe, the 15-minute city concept for Tampa. So Bill Gates and some other business owners, big globalist people, they have a 15-minute city plan for Tampa. They're going to turn Tampa, just like Lahaina in Hawaii, they're going to turn Tampa into a city where supposedly you can get everywhere you need to go on foot or on a bicycle or on some transit. Everything's within 15 minutes, everything that you need. Yeah, right. And you're not allowed to leave, you know? You're not allowed to have a combustion engine vehicle. 15-minute cities are slave zones run by the globalists to enslave the people and trap them in these prison camps, which basically, let's just call them Gaza. Because what Israel has demonstrated with Gaza is that they can run a prison camp, they can bomb the smithereens out of everybody, they can control everything, control the food, the electricity, the medicine, the internet, airports, everything. And that the powers that be in America will totally support it. You've got senators saying, oh, how much we love Israel for everything they did to Gaza. We love them. Folks, I've said this before. Everything that Israel did to Gaza, the globalists plan to do to you. They're going to wipe out the rural areas. You just saw that with Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. They're going to wipe out rural areas, force people into the cities, and these cities will be slave zones. Police camps, basically. Police state encampments, open-air prisons. That's what a 15-minute city is. But in order to make a 15-minute city, they have to do to Tampa what Israel did to Gaza, which is to wipe out all the buildings, wipe it out, bulldoze the place, rebuild it as a prison camp. Now, in Gaza, they use, of course, bombs and bulldozers to do that. In Tampa, they use weaponized weather. You think this hurricane is natural? Not a chance. This thing was whipped up, ionization. I mean, I talked about this in my podcast yesterday. The NOAA has an entire page dedicated to weather control technologies. There's even a requirement that if you engage in weather control, you have to file a report with the federal government. And that report, there are over 1,000 reports already filed, and they're listed on the NOAA website, by the way. And the page about weather control technologies there on the government website lists the 9 techniques for weather control. One of them is lasers and electromagnetic projections or something like that. And there are others that use sound waves. And then there's a dispersion of particulate matter into the atmosphere like stratospheric aerosol injection. These are all listed on the NOAA website in great detail. So if there's anybody out there who's still completely oblivious to the fact that weather control is real, you know, I don't know what to say. They're just out of the loop. They don't know what's happening. They must not know that the U.S. is $35 trillion in debt or something. They probably still think that we're living in the 1980s or something. No, weather control has been around for decades. It's very real. It's patented. It's described on government websites. There are reports you have to file when you engage in weather control. There's no question. Weather control technology is real. There's cloud seeding in Dubai. They brag about it. They control the weather. They make it rain when they want to. Okay? So, yes, these hurricanes are controlled. They are steered through selective ionization of the atmosphere. They're steered directly into Tampa. Why? To devastate Tampa. Again, Israel uses bombs, and that, you know, props up the military-industrial complex and generates revenue for all the bomb makers and Raytheon and whoever else. But they can't use bombs in an American city without alerting too many people. You know, everybody would start asking questions, why are they bombing U.S. cities? Of course, the left-wing media would say, but you have to bomb the cities. It's good for the climate, you know. But for most people, they won't accept bombing U.S. cities, so they use hurricanes. And they call it a natural disaster, and then they blame that on climate change. They can blame the climate for this. Also, at the same time all this is going on, the White House is on the verge of declaring a climate emergency. So after Milton hits Tampa, and they have this near total wipeout of sectors of Tampa, they're very likely to declare a climate emergency. And you know what that entails? That gives the government total control over all fuel supplies, all gasoline, all diesel, all oil. They could crack down on combustion engines. They could ban the sale of vehicles with combustion engines. They can seize natural resources. They can issue emergency orders. They can use the military. Did you know that they just issued new updates to laws and regulations so that they can go around now and assassinate Americans? The government just gave themselves the right to assassinate Americans without any due process. Why do you think they just changed that? Because they're gearing up to roll out execution squads to murder Americans, just like they're hiring military contractors to run a FEMA response, denial of area operations. These are the kinds of things that the U.S. used to do in, you know, Afghanistan. Now it's happening in Florida. It's happening in North Carolina. They just had a Black Hawk helicopter use a bunch of rotor wash to blow apart a portion of a food rescue hub there. You may have seen that video. Black Hawk comes in right over the food rescue operation with the tents and the food and everything in North Carolina, blowing the rotor wash. And then they rapidly change the pitch of the rotor blades in an acceleration move that blasts the helicopter upwards, and that causes a massive gust of air to shoot downwards. You can see that's what they did. They did that on purpose, and that caused, reportedly, as much as $100,000 worth of damage to that rescue operation. This is what the U.S. military under Biden and Harris, this is what they're now doing. They are waging warfare against the American people. And I'm not saying that people should, you know, revolt or take up arms or anything like that. I'm saying you got to resist that. You got to maintain peace, because they're trying to trick you into some kind of armed escalation. That's what they want. They want a war. They want, this is J6, okay, on a much larger scale. They want an insurrection in Florida or someplace like that. And they may even stage one themselves so they can have a false flag. But they want an insurrection, the government, they want an insurrection so they can claim that the American people are the enemy. And they can claim, oh, there's a attempted coup, or there's an insurrection underway, we have to crack down, we have to cancel the Second Amendment, and Biden would issue, you know, he'd sign something like, all firearms are illegal now in the hands of citizens. You're going to be arrested if you have firearms. And they'll just confiscate guns, they'll shut down websites, they will seize fuel supplies, they'll seize food supplies. They're going to turn this country into an absolute war zone if we let them. And again, I'm not saying to do anything violent or escalatory. Maintain your peace, but understand what's happening here. We need to be peaceful but firm. We need to call this out. You need to recognize that your government is an illegitimate occupying enemy force in Washington, D.C. They never won the election in 2020. They don't have the will of the people. They don't have the rule of law. They are ruling America as an occupying military force. And they want to take this into the military realm with martial law. They know that their political leaders, Biden and Harris, are low IQ, you know, practically zombie people. They know that. They want military rule. How do they get there? They cause a big natural disaster, a so-called natural, Hurricane Milton, geoengineered. They roll in, they destroy cities, and then they provoke a reaction. And then the media will jump in and say, look at the uprising. You know, America's out of control. We got to have a military crackdown. These people are a danger to democracy, is what they'll say. And by the way, when they say democracy, they don't mean what you and I think of as democracy, which is the will of the people. They think of democracy as the institutions of government control. This is why Hillary Clinton just went out and warned that they have to have extreme censorship all over social media. Otherwise, she said, we will lose control. Yeah, of course you will lose control over your fake narratives, all your false information that you put out there. Of course you will lose control. That terrifies them. They are losing control. So they're going to whip up an emergency to try to regain control. And we have to make sure that we don't fall for that. We, the people, don't fall for it. Don't escalate violence. Don't take up arms. Instead, document. Film it, show it, post it on X, post videos on Brighteon and Rumble and BitChute, post it, document the abuses of power, document the interruption of survival supplies. And by the way, on that note, let me update you. We got the final numbers of our food fundraiser. As you know, for many days, we offered a buy one, gift one fundraiser at the Health Ranger store, with the donations handled through our new church, abundance.church. We thought we were going to raise $100,000. It turns out, I got the final numbers late last night, it turns out we raised $558,000. So over $500,000 in food. I was shocked. I thought even just 2 days ago, I thought we were at $300,000. I thought maybe we'll hit $400,000. But anyway, it's $558,000. What that means is we have $558,000 worth of organic, lab-tested food at the Health Ranger Store warehouse in Texas, ready to roll. Actually, we've rolled out 10 pallets so far. So roughly, it's about $10,000 per pallet. So we've rolled out about $100,000 worth of food so far to North Carolina. That's at the first staging area, which is at an airport near Hickory. Hickory, North Carolina, but it's not the Hickory Airport. It's another airport that's kind of nearby. We're waiting for instructions from that airport to send a second load. They have told us to hold off because they are reorganizing logistics for ground deliveries, and they're joining with another team, they said. So we're waiting for instructions to send more there. At the same time, we've got a second location identified with a different team. We're confirming they have forklifts and pallet jacks to offload the pallets. And we're confirming that tractor trailers can make it there. And then we're going to send another load to that second staging area. Even then, that might be like 20 pallets, but we need to send a total of, what did I say, like 56 pallets or something like that. I mean, we'll do the math at the end of all this and figure it out. But we need to send about 56 pallets of food, you know? And we've only sent 10 so far. So we're going to be sending food to Florida. And now, because that's the storm that's coming now, and, you know, we're dedicated to helping the American people, we're going to send food to people in need, whether they're in North Carolina or Florida or Tennessee or wherever we can get, you know, landing zones or staging zones. So now we're very concerned about FEMA, of course, interdicting supplies in Florida. We've got a really good team there, and also SRP24 with Steve Slepcevich, he's back in Tampa right now, and they're scoping out the area for staging zones around Tampa. And Tina from the Satellite Phone Store, they have an office there in Tampa. They've got a warehouse, by the way. I don't know if they can take, you know, 20 or 30 pallets, but they have some staging areas there. But we'll find out. We're coordinating all this right now. We're going to get more food over to those people in the Tampa area, but I don't even know what deliveries are going to be allowed, what food is going to be interdicted by FEMA. You know, at this point, it feels like we have to evade FEMA to get food to people. It seems completely insane. It's like, why are we having to almost smuggle food to the American people when, you know, here we are, a church, a nonprofit recognized church, donating organic, clean food to people in need, and our own government is in the way. Like, that's where we are right now today. It's freaking infuriating. And I've been up late nights coordinating with people because everything's changing all the time on the ground. The logistics of this are a freaking nightmare. And they keep changing the destination zones. And, you know, our first driver only spoke Spanish, so I'm on the phone with him trying to remember all my Spanish. And it's like, man, why am I the one coordinating this? You know, I keep asking myself that question. It's like, well, nobody else is working at freaking midnight, but we're doing the best we can. My point is, clearly the federal government is at war with the American people. They're trying to provoke an insurrection. They're going to deny people access to their own homes. They're going to deny food and probably water and everything else. FEMA is functioning now as a terrorist organization in America. They are blocking, they're sabotaging aid efforts. And they're spending all their money on DEI, woke, and migrants. FEMA doesn't give a crap about the American people. All they care about is helping illegals get set up with luxury apartments and food credits and phones. It's all about an invasion of America. So they're using weaponized weather to wipe out cities, to displace the American people, and to replace them with migrants that are funded by FEMA. That's what's happening in this country. You know, it's time for people to wake up. The invasion is full force. The invasion is on. And again, I'm saying remain peaceful. Don't escalate this, but show it, expose it. Take videos, post videos, tweet about it on X. This is what we've got to do. Expose all of this. And then maybe we have a chance to save America and save the American people. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, founder of Brighteon.com, founder of Abundance.Church, founder of NaturalNews.com. We're doing our best. So thank you for all your support. If you want to support us, shop at HealthRangerStore.com and check out all of our preparedness and survival deals from third parties at RangerDeals.com. A lot of discount codes for you there. Companies that are still shipping, they still have supplies right now, all kinds of things like chlorine dioxide and ivermectin for pets and high-quality ballistic vests and firearms from Shield Arms and much more. Check all of that out. Oh, and satellite phones, backup comms, rangerdeals.com. Thank you for listening today. God bless you all. Take care. Thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com, where together we raise over $500,000 in food aid for the storm victims. Some loads have gone to North Carolina and others we're preparing for Florida, but over $500,000 in certified organic lab tested food. And now we've got back in stock at the Health Rangers store, turmeric. Show what I've got on my desk here. We've got turmeric powder and that's turmeric root powder, which is lab tested. Normally a lot of turmeric root powder has high lead in it. Of course, we do the laboratory testing to make sure that it doesn't. And so you've got super clean turmeric root powder, certified organic, available once again, brand new batch, very difficult to find. Plus, we've got collagen peptides in stock, both plain and chocolate flavored collagen peptides. All those formulations are available now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got coconut chips coming in and all kinds of things. Cocoa Love, Cocoa Energize, lots of superfoods. Lots of personal care products, all meticulously formulated and laboratory tested items that are on sale this week. And by the way, many categories here, supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, and home care. Now, let me show you too. We've got tinctures of turmeric available right now. You see the small 2 ounce tinctures there. Really amazing formulas, delicious. They're in glycerin with a very strong turmeric potency. They contain all of the constituents that are naturally found in turmeric, including curcumin, which is the critical ingredient that you want to get in. So many benefits for turmeric. I can't even mention them all right here, but you can do your research, learn about turmeric. It can benefit people in so many ways, especially as we gain in years. You'll find turmeric to be more and more useful in so many ways to help support your natural health. It's really, I mean, I have turmeric in my smoothie here every day. That's why it's a little bit orange. I have chocolate and turmeric and bananas and whey protein and coconut water. I'm consuming turmeric every single day, and I have done so for many, many years. By the way, you can also, if you want to sprout your own broccoli, you can get some of the similar benefits that turmeric offers, or you can grow your own turmeric root and then just harvest it and blend it up. It's always great to make your own superfoods, or you could just get it from us, and we've gone through all the laboratory testing, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold testing, total plate count testing, as well as all the other tests we do. But for turmeric, lead is the number one contaminant that you typically find across the industry. Very difficult for us to find clean batches of turmeric, but we have it now. HealthRangerStore.com. And then finally, let me repeat, thanks to your sales support, your purchasing of our products, we have been able to raise over $500,000 in food donations for the storm victims. Those trucks are in the process of rolling out. We're going to be able to help probably tens of thousands of people with these food donations. We couldn't do it without your support. And I really want to thank you for that. I thought maybe we would raise $100,000. I was shocked when it exceeded $500,000. And we've got videos from the warehouse, and I'll show you more photos as this is all sent out and distributed to people. It's an amazing thing to experience this level of support from you, so that together we can help Americans in need, and we can help provide clean food and superfoods and real nutrient density to people who need it. One of the things about, all the food rescue operations in North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, is that mostly what people get is processed junk food. They get like soda and energy drinks and I don't know, like snack chips and whatever. I'm thinking they need real food. And that's what we specialize in. So with your help, we're able to get them real food, real nutrition that can sustain them even through the coming winter. It's going to get cold in North Carolina very soon, but a lot of people there, thousands of people there are going to have our Ranger buckets or our mega buckets of food. They're going to have nutritious food to help them through the winters. And God bless those people because they've been financially wiped out by the damage there, by the weaponized weather systems. Farms are destroyed, homes are lost. You know how bad it is. So we're doing everything that we can to help. But we can't do it without your help. So help us and also help yourself. Shop at healthrangerstore.com. You'll get the cleanest superfoods, the most nutrient-dense, lab-tested, certified organic products for health, for storable food, for personal care, for home care. And you'll help us help those Americans in need who are suffering the devastating effects of weaponized weather systems. These are very difficult times, but with your help and with God's blessings, we can make it through this together. So thank you for your support. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, HealthRangerStore.com.